This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Joining us up on the next PT Talker is Dr. Arlene Schmidt. She is an occupational therapist, assistant professor at Indiana University School of Health and Rehab Sciences. She's also obviously in the Department of Occupational Therapy. She's got a great study coming up, and we're happy to have her on the show. Welcome, doctor, to PT Talker.
Hello, thank you.
Okay, so you did, you took a topic that's relative, and there's a lot of relevance in our current world of science and exercise, and that's yoga. And you wanted to determine if there was a link for using yoga with chronic stroke patients. Tell us what happened.
Yes, great. So it's interesting, you know, yoga has been around for 5,000 years, and all of a sudden it is kind of a hot topic. And personally, I've used yoga for many, many years, and we keep seeing our people with stroke. I'm at the VA, so it's many veterans with stroke, just have so much long-term impairment with their chronic stroke. And talking to them, they really talk about their balance, their inability to maybe get around a grocery store, and that's not just endurance, it's also the balance aspect, but then also things like fear of falling or not being confident to do things because of their worry and concern about falls. We've done other work that we have found anxiety to be very important in fall prevention as well, and in managing anxiety would maybe manage fear of falling.
Mm-hmm.
So we received a grant from the VA to really test out yoga and see what would happen. So the majority of our folks in the story truly are veterans. There's 47 people in the study, and I think off the top of my head, 35 of them were veterans. We opened it up at the end because we wanted to see about women as well, because all of our veterans except one were male.
Okay. So now this study ended up using people that had already suffered a stroke, is that right?
Correct. Okay. And so they all had what we would call chronic stroke, and it was more than 6 months ago. The majority of them, we had a couple of people who were up to even 10 years post-stroke, but I think our average time post-stroke was more about 4 years.
Okay. All right. And so what did you find?
Well, we found really exciting results. Quantitatively, we found that balance improved, and we used the Berg Balance Scale, which is very clinically relevant. So we found a clinically relevant balance improvement, and then also for people who remember their statistics, we found a statistically significant balance improvement for the people who did yoga. And then we also found some improvement in quality of life, and then also balance self-efficacy, so that ability to say, I am not so afraid to be able to do this. I'm not so afraid I'm going to fall. And then we did find the people who really stuck it out in yoga. You know, we, of course, had a couple people drop out. We had a very severe Indiana winter, so we had some trouble with people getting there. But the people who really stuck it out and made it to the majority of the sessions just had the best results. So that kind of also helps us learn a little bit about dosing, and that if we can increase the duration and frequency, we think people will do better as well.
Right. Now, what kind of yoga are these veterans doing?
It's kind of
an interesting picture to imagine.
Yeah, great question. So everything that yoga, most of yoga, what we talk about nowadays really stems from hatha yoga. And what we included were very, very modified poses. So depending on the day, you might come in and not even think that we were doing yoga. But we wanted them to feel very successful on day one. And so we focused a lot on breathing. We did things even like eye exercises that we felt like really almost everyone in the room would be able to do. And then just like regular therapy, we progressively challenged them more and more during the 8 weeks. So they received 8 weeks of yoga in a group session twice a week. And the first couple of weeks were only in chairs. Everything was seated, and we had OT and PT students around to help with movement if they needed it. But then in week two, we got to standing, and we used the wall or the chairs as necessary. But then by the end, we actually got everyone down to the floor, which is exciting because lots of older adults or people with stroke refuse to get to the floor. They think it's just kind of this crazy notion. But we were able to do a lot there. We really focused on the hips and ankles because the focus of the study was to improve balance. So we were able to do more on the floor with the idea of stretching out their hips and things like that. And really interestingly, we ended every session with meditation. And so you might think, whoa, veterans, are they going to kind of be into this or not? We stayed away from anything that was like, go to your peaceful place, because this was a lot of veterans from the Vietnam era. And we were concerned about a PTSD episode or something. So we really focused on full body relaxation. Mm-hmm. But they really loved it. You know, everyone got an eye pillow, like a lavender eye pillow, and they would, talk about this and how much they liked it, and they would practice doing it at home and things like that. So there was at first there were comments about yoga's for girls or yoga's for hippies, but sure. By the end, they really embraced it, and at the end, their primary complaint was that it was the end, and
right.
They wanted more.
So it's interesting. You could probably then project out, although this probably wasn't in the study, but you could project out that, since it is so well accepted, that this could be a successful way of treating stroke and balance in the mainstream.
Yeah, we're hoping to get the next big study to confirm that a little bit more, but my gut reaction is that mm-hmm. people liked it. It
yeah.
was something easier to do than other aspects of exercise,
right.
And they were able to feel successful doing it. And as a therapist, I felt safer with them doing it at home on their own. They could lay on the bed and do some of the exercises.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the hard stats now.
Yeah.
What are some of the statistics that came out of your study that our listeners might be able to use in their own practice?
Okay. Primarily, we looked at balance again. And so we went from, on the Berg, at the baseline.
Mm-hmm.
They started, so the 37 people who were in the yoga group went from a 41 to a 46. That change of 41 to 46 is statistically significant. And the people who did a good job of being more compliant with yoga actually went from 41 to 47. But either of those, they are crossing the threshold that therapists often use as a 45 or 46 that says a person has balance impairment or that they're more at risk for falls. So we're really excited to be able to tell clinicians that not only statistically we changed it, but in the clinic, these people looked different. They talked about being able to walk around the store better. They talked about getting really their hip flexors stretched out so that they felt much more in control of their body. We also found that people, if you ask them yes or no, if they're afraid to fall, we had a significant change there as well, and it went from 60% were afraid to 43%, so they were afraid to fall. And we know that both balance and fear of falling really impact day-to-day life and quality of life after stroke. So those are exciting numbers for us to be able to look at.
Yeah, yeah. So you kind of alluded to the fact, will there be a second or a follow-up study?
Well, we're hoping for it. We have a grant in review right now. Funding is a little tough right now
sure.
with all the budget cuts and everything. So we have a grant in review. Sooner or later, we'll get to the next step. I'm just not exactly sure when that'll happen. One other thing we need to really figure out, too, is the dosing. Right now, this was an 8-week study, but we don't know that that's the best amount of yoga to get. We really, just like regular therapy, we don't know the best duration or intensity yet. So we really need to kind of figure out the dosing for this, perhaps before the next big trial.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. And where could listeners go to read the study?
That is a great question. So there's actually the journal Stroke that it was published in has provided a link to the PDF.
Okay.
So I can give you the link
okay,
for that.
Okay, so it was published.
It was published
in Stroke. When
yes.
was that?
Oh, let's see.
July,
It came out electronically in July, and I don't honestly know the actual publication of the hard copy, probably in August, though.
Okay, all right.
So we're not allowed to share the PDF, but we're allowed to share the URL.
Gotcha. Okay. So stroke and August of 2012 would probably get people to it.
Yes.
Okay. And the name of the study is?
Post-stroke balance improves with yoga.
Very good. Okay. Dr. Arlene Schmidt, A. Schmidt. Dr. Arlene A. Schmidt, she had, want to get the A in there, assistant professor at Indiana University School of Health and Rehab Sciences, Department of Occupational Therapy. You've been our guest today, our expert. We want to thank you for taking your time today, doctor.
Great. Thank you so much for your interest.
Yeah, and congratulations. Hope that
second
follow-up study goes well and that you get
too.
The grant. We'll be rooting for you. And you'll have to make sure that you alert PT Talkers so we can do a follow-up podcast for our listeners.
Okay. And
we'll do. So we want to remind everyone that PT Talker is free to subscribe to. Just go to pttalker.com. And there's a little box in the upper right-hand corner. Put your email in there, and you will get a notice each week when we release a new expert, just like Dr. Schmidt. And you can certainly listen to previous episodes on iTunes. So this is Jeff Worrell, and I hope that you feel good about helping someone get well today with the information you've just heard. This is Jeff Worrell. Thanks so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.